When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
How's the business going?
We're busier than ever, but struggling to get the staff we need.
Oh, recruiting can be such a distraction. We gave Job Centre Plus a try, and they've really helped us out.
Really?
Yeah, it was dead easy. We got our own employer advisor, Julie, who helped advertise our jobs, shortlisted candidates for us, and let us interview at the Job Centre. We've hired some great people, and Job Centre Plus really took the hassle out of it, and there was no fee.
Brilliant. That's straight on my to-do list.
Find out more at business.gov.uk/recruit. Eligibility criteria apply.
Hi, angels. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome to my channel for all my new subscribers. How's everybody doing today? Okay, little secret, I'm actually filming this very late at night, but you probably can't tell that because I have the best editor ever. Hello, hi. Okay, guys, so today we're gonna be talking about falling in love with yourself and how to attract Mr. Right. But slay roll, you guys should know the drill by now. Make sure that you give this video a big thumbs up, okay? Thank you. Make sure that you're subscribed to this channel. Turn on your post notifications so that you're notified every single time that I post. Also, if you have not by now listened to my podcast, it comes out every Wednesday. I don't know how it is that I'm still getting comments of people telling me that they had no idea that I had a podcast. Where have you been? We are on season 3, okay, of my podcast. So make sure you check that out. Make sure that you are following me on Instagram, Aisha Christina Foster, over here. And lastly, if you guys would like advice from me, you guys can reach me on Wizio. I receive a lot of DMs from you guys. Aisha, I need your advice for this. I need your help with this. There's a way to reach me. It is called Wizio. It is down in the description box. Click, click. Also, it is on my Instagram highlights where it says get advice from me. So let's get on into this video. I first want to start out by saying that if you are someone that is single, the first person that you need to love is yourself. Now, I know that that sounds super cliche, but it is very true. There are many ways to be happy being single and to embrace that singleness while being open to meeting the right person. What I believe that life is about is being present and enjoying your life until the right person comes along. So I believe that there are a checklist of questions to think of that I find important as it pertains to falling in love with yourself and attracting the right partner. So one, am I dating out of boredom or loneliness? And this is important because if you don't identify this, this can easily lead to desperation. And desperation is going to lead you to compromise. Compromise means that you are not going to have any boundaries as it pertains to dating someone. And let me tell you something. Anyone can smell desperation from a mile away. And if you are someone that's coming from a desperate standpoint, it's going to be exploited. Do I respect my own boundaries? Because if you don't, then no one else will. Am I a good partner to myself? Meaning, do you take yourself out? Do you invest in yourself? Which is mind, body, and soul, right? If you are not doing this, how do you expect other people to want to take you out to want to enjoy experiencing things with you if you can't even do it for yourself and with yourself? Have I healed my past issues? Childhood traumas, healing from past relationships. Because if you do not, then these issues will bleed on into every other dynamic, essentially all of your relationships. There's a quote that I read one time that said, people that are victims are like, they get cut, and if they don't heal the wound, it's going to like bleed onto other people that like haven't cut them, or something like that. Has anyone ever heard that quote? If you have, like write it down in the comment section below, because I'm butchering the quote, but I'm pretty sure it's something along those lines. I want to add that if you leave these things unchecked, meaning these past traumas, and you are not someone that has done the work to heal, actually attracting a healthy dynamic will not be sustainable for you, because the toxic part of you is able to identify with that toxic part of another person. But if you were healed, you're not going to be able to connect with that toxicity in another individual. However, you will be able to identify with it or identify it, but you're not going to connect with it. So then you will decide, all right, I see where that road's leading and I'm gonna go the other way. Am I a good friend? Personally, I think this is huge, because I honestly am gonna be, I don't believe that you can be a good partner if you can't be a good friend. Now, I don't know if that is an unpopular opinion or not, but I don't believe that that's kind of how life works. I mean, yes, platonic relationships are different from romantic dynamics. However, being a good friend should make you a good partner as well. Even though they both do require different things, I think foundationally, they are synonymous as it pertains to your character, your morals, your ethics, and things like that. Do I trust myself? Now, I always talk to you guys about intuition and leaning into that intuition. Do you trust your decisions? And this is important, because if you are not someone that is in tune with your intuition, then you're not really gonna believe in divine timing. This is going to make you super anxious. Everything happens in its own divine timing. If you don't trust yourself and you're not going to trust your decisions as a result of that, you're constantly going to put yourself in positions where you are susceptible to becoming a victim to really anything, because there's no threshold or boundary to set literally at all. So you're going to fall victim essentially to guys that have, you know, certain toxic traits or whatever the case is, because you don't trust that, one, you deserve better, and you don't trust that maybe what you're thinking could actually be reality, whatever the case is. It's important to trust yourself so that you can make more sound decisions and be more sturdy in those decisions. And also remember that nothing that is for you will miss you. That is definitely how I live my life. Lastly, the question in the checklist is, what would my life look like if I was showing up as the person that I want to be? This is a really good question to ask yourself, because what would your day look like? What would that person dress like? What would that person smell like? If you were showing up as the person that you want to be, what time in the morning does that person wake up? What does that person's routine look like? Very important questions to ask yourself as it pertains to falling in love with yourself. Now, these things are very exciting, because it's, like I said, look at it from the perspective of you basically dating yourself like you are someone else. Have that same eagerness and interest in this self-discovery. Now, to fall in love with yourself, you need to accept that your feelings are very powerful. Whatever you're feeling is going to create thoughts, and those thoughts are going to become your belief system. So if you're someone that has this negative perception, oh, all men are the same, yeah, they're all gonna cheat on me, all these things, then that's exactly what you're gonna find to be true. If you choose to feel happy and you are certain that you know the right person is coming, it's like this. In the universe, right, in life, you put out an order. You know that order is coming, or if you're at a restaurant, I should say, you know that order is coming. You're not gonna keep checking in with the waiter. Hey, is the Impossible Burger on its way? You made the order, you know that it's coming. That's how you should view your life, okay? You know what it is that you want, and you know that it's gonna come to you. Another thing that I think is important as it pertains to falling in love with yourself, because this process is going to require a lot of, it's really all self-discovery, is to not focus only on the outcome. Sometimes when we focus too much on the goal, it can create this like resistance and anxiety, because We are trying so hard to like align ourselves with what we want to be true for ourselves that we end up not being able to surrender to whatever the flow is. And that causes a lot of resistance in us and makes the journey a lot harder. When you take things day by day, you do cultivate more peace. And I think this is very important because when you are someone that is coming from a peaceful place, that's gonna make you feel good. And again, if you guys have been following me for, you know, a decent amount of time, at least within the last month, you would know that I have read the book, The Magic, which has been magical in my life. And I love it so much. And it really, really taught me the power of feelings and emotions and being on that vibration and what that can do for me. And I want you guys to experience that same joy. So yes, you're on this journey because you want to fall in love with yourself and you want to attract, you know, that person that's going to do the same. But focusing on the outcome is going to put you in the mind frame of, oh yeah, I just want to get this all over with so that I can like, you know, hurry up, fall in love with myself, and then I can get the person that I want, you know, to attract. You have to enjoy it because it's not a chore, it's a luxury. Is getting to know yourself not a luxury, right? And I'm not saying that from a toxic standpoint of like, yeah, it's a luxury to get to know me. I'm talking like from the perspective of you to you. It is a luxury that I get to know myself, that I'm taking the time out to do all these things, to love myself so much. Of course I'm going to attract someone that's going to love me a lot too. Like that. A lot of the times when we get objective, it can cause a lot of anxiety. And that's simply because we don't like the unknown. Nobody likes not knowing the outcome of something, which is why you can't focus on things that you don't have the answer. When is this process going to be done? And that's why I focus a lot on the character aspects and I guess the inner work more than I do a lot of the physicalities of things, because this is what is going to truly make a difference in you guys' lives. So like I said, a lot of the times we don't enjoy not knowing what the outcome is going to be, but you have to just let it flow and just be. And let me tell you, I understand that that is way easier said than done, because I am definitely somebody, I used to be someone that I'm like, I need to know the who, the what, the when, the where, and the how is it going down? And I've learned that there is a balance in surrendering to the process and sometimes kind of being a little bit more, I guess maybe like pushing more towards something that I really desire. But to really be honest, as I just said, that I'm realizing that that's actually never really a good idea. So I guess what I've learned is to be okay with surrendering to the process. When I stopped having so much resistance against things that were out of my control, I remember even in January, for no reason at all, I was like mentally unwell. I don't know what was in the water, don't want to go back, thank you, Lord. But I was just, I felt very, very mentally fragile. And it's even more scary when you don't know why. I think that's way more scary. And it just was. And I just was like, screw it. Like, yeah, like, I don't know what's going on. I'm going to cry it out. I'm going to laugh it out. Like, I can't take this serious. Like, what am I going to do? You know what I mean? So I just let it go. I let it flow. And boom, we are now in October and I'm back and I'm better. So you're picking up what I'm laying down. Don't make every day an audition for a life partner. That is not what your entire existence is about. Like I said, you are going to spend way more time with someone than you are without someone. So enjoy this time of being single and having the luxury of getting to know yourself. I think a lot of the times, if you have the perspective of every single person that you're meeting, you're placing so much pressure on them. Believe me, I get it, because kind of used to do the same thing. Because you are someone that's maybe is more serious-minded as it pertains to dating. But I've learned in my experience of dating people and things not really working out that not only was it for the better and the good for me, but that we meet people for different reasons in different seasons. And it happens, and it's an experience. And that is just it. It doesn't have to be this big project, this big to-do, this big significant lesson, meaning, because what does that mean? You can easily find yourself in situations where you won't let go of something because you need something catastrophic to happen in order for you to release and surrender and let that situation go. What are you going to do when you have a situation where there's like barely any data to collect from an individual and like you have nothing to go off of and that person just poof, disappeared. What are you gonna do? Go crazy? It's out of your control. You know what I mean? And that's what it is at the end of the day. When you think thoughts that give you a feeling of relief and peace, essentially you attract or cue up more experiences that are just like that. Because all beliefs are imagined limitations. The reason that I place so much emphasis on your feelings is because our beliefs cause our experiences. There is no step-by-step process without truly understanding these things that I've discussed. You know what, let me tell you something. A lot of people, they wanna come to, you know, videos and all these how-tos, because they want the step-by-step. Tell me this, A, B, C, D, D, and they're not really doing the work. Like I said, without truly understanding these things, you're gonna try and align yourself to the outcome without organically arriving there. Organically arriving there is life actually happening and letting it do its own thing. I also used to do that. If somebody would tell me something, you know how many times people say, oh my God, I see you doing this, I see you doing that. And I realized these things are great things. And I found myself in a position where it's like, I was trying so hard to align myself with that reality because I know it's coming and I want those things to happen that I'm like, somehow I'm going off course with it because I'm trying so hard to make it happen because I want it and I know it's gonna happen. And now I'm trying to like make it happen a little faster. And I've also learned that that's why I don't need to know everything and I'm okay with that. Like I used to be the type of person where it's like, I wanted to know everything, but like, not that I find mystery fun, because that's not what I said, but I like not knowing every single detail because I like for it to happen organically. Because when you hear certain things, you are going to want to align yourself with the outcome and you're not going to allow yourself the space for it to happen organically. You know, it's kind of like researching a person very thoroughly before you meet them. Of course, we want to make sure they're not a serial killer or whatever the case is. But if you, what are you gonna talk about if you already know what their mother's name is, okay, their ex-girlfriend, where they went to school, you know, how long ago they, you know, graduated, all these different things. It almost becomes like robotic. You can't enjoy a person for who they are because you already kind of know these things. So it's like, you know, it makes you feel very calculated. Oh, I'm with this person because I know that they work for Goldman Sachs. That's why I'm here. And it's like, trust yourself that you're gonna make the right decision, that you're gonna choose the right person without having to be so calculated. Because to me, like if you're super calculated, I don't really think that means that you trust yourself, but I don't know. That's just how I feel. At the end of the day, angels, it starts with you. When you fall in love with yourself, it's gonna attract people to you that are gonna fall in love with you too. And I wanna end with this. Let's do some affirmations. So I think these affirmations specifically are very important. So you can repeat them after me if you want, starting with this. I am loved and I love myself. Now, when I do affirmations, I also want you guys to know, I tend to put my hand over my heart because I don't know, it makes me feel like I'm connecting deeper. Or you can say them, put your hand on your heart and like breathe so you're like, feeling it, if that making sense. I am loved and I love myself. It is safe for me to let love in. I am lovable and worth knowing. And lastly, loving myself gets easier every day. So I really highly suggest you guys get into affirmations. It's super easy and it will make you feel really good. And also I have a book suggestion. The name of the book is called Love Yourself, Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. Highly suggest you guys check that book out. I will probably pin the comment down below. That is the end of this video, angels. I hope that you guys have enjoyed it. Do not forget that I love you and God loves you. And I'll see you beautiful angels in my next video. Mwah.
How's the business going?
We're busier than ever, but struggling to get the staff we need.
Recruiting can be such a distraction. We gave Job Centre Plus a try, and they've really helped us out.
Really?
Yeah, it was dead easy. We got our own employer advisor, Julie, who helped advertise our jobs, shortlisted candidates for us, and let us interview at the Job Centre. We've hired some great people, and Job Centre Plus really took the hassle out of it, and there was no fee.
Brilliant. That's straight on my to-do list.
Find out more at business.gov.uk/recruit. Eligibility criteria apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.